Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another special round table. This one, our best episode ever, yet maybe ever, maybe from now on. This is it.
Thanks, we reached the pinnacle.
It's all downhill from here.
We got there. That's it.
Yeah.
Round table is where we talk about the most recent episode of Game Nights. We break down stuff that happened, some of the most commented questions and comments in the comments as well. And of course, we have a very special guest today. It is Ashton Rose, everybody. No, we're actually in Utah at Posty's Place. Post, what's up?
What's up, gamers?
Yeah, doing good. Doing very good. So I guess we should just kick it off. We should talk a little bit about the episode. And I don't know, is there anything else we need to cover before we get right into it?
Oh, yeah. We should say two things. One is we will show your comments and your Twitter your messages and everything else about the episode on the roundtable. If you comment, usually within the first 24 hours is the best chance,
right?
Because we're gathering up the most commented on things and talking about that. So if you want to have your a chance to see your name in lights on the episode, then first 24 hours is the time to do that. Also, spoiler alert, this is a spoiler show. If you have not watched Game Nights versus Post Malone, then you should probably hit pause, go watch it, and come back. Because otherwise, we're going to ruin the ending. Wait, whoa.
Also, if you comment... kill Jimmy first. That those comments always
they go to the top of the list.
Oil on water.
We don't know how it just happens.
We also want to say we're not calling anybody stupid or dumb. If you had a comment about rules or just something that's confusing that we didn't cover very well, I consider that to be sort of our fault as the creators of the show. We probably just didn't explain things correctly. But this is our chance to set the record straight.
Yeah.
So let's start off with a couple things not related to the game, because there's a lot of questions, obviously, Posty, about, you know, your involvement in our show.
Sure.
You're a huge star, international superstar.
Thanks, Josh.
And so let's talk about how this episode came about. I don't know. Do you want to talk about... We don't actually know the story from your side anyway, so this will be interesting. Because all that happened to us is we got a message from you on Instagram.
Mm.
Which we almost missed. I'll get into that in a second. But, you know, do you want to talk about... It turns out that you're a patron of our show. So.
I messaged him first on Patreon, and they were like, this guy. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, we did not say that.
Sorry.
The inbox got crowded, but we did genuinely miss the message because it came from a name that... It didn't say, like, Post Malone has messaged you.
It said
was, like,
Austin
one of,
Post.
Like, 20. And so I was like, okay, sure.
We go through our messages on Patreon like every couple of weeks because they kind of stack up. Mm. And so I think it had been like about a week or so and we hadn't answered. And we didn't find that out till later. So you just sent us like the cheers emoji on Instagram.
Mm.
Do you know what happened among our office when you did that? We went nuts. We went crazy. Everyone's like... I think it was Lady Danger that saw it. Because on Instagram, I don't know if you know, but like if somebody you haven't talked to before messages you, it just kind of goes to their version of junk mail.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like you went to our junk mail.
That's all right. This is where I belong. here's you and your whole catalog.
So we're like, because it's a verified account.
Right.
Yeah.
So our whole office is like, Post Malone message us. The cheers emoji on Instagram. And everyone's like, what do we do? What do we say? What do we do? What do we say? We for like an hour. We were like, I was like, Jimmy, what do we say? You're kind of, you're around celebrities a lot more than I am. I don't know what to say to this person. And then I went back on Instagram and we had sent the cheers emoji back to you.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that seems like a good idea. Jimmy, good thought. And he's like, I didn't
do that. It was not me.
Yeah.
So it was Lady Danger. She's like, I didn't know what to say. So I just responded to him, the cheers emoji.
It really worked. I connected instantly. It was like, what's a cheers with no cheers back?
You know? Yeah, exactly. Yep. And then I think after that, you were like, hey, you know, I'm a huge fan and I'm a patron. And then I think you just gave us your phone number. Like,
yeah, man. I mean, it's pretty easy to get it. If you just Instagram me and get the phone, ask for the phone number, I'll slide it over to you.
Everyone's right, yeah, to their phone. You're gonna get a lot of Instagram messages. So now.
But the best part is, I messaged. I wouldn't do it either on Patreon. I was like, because my name on there is like Austin Post.
Yeah.
On you, and I was like, hey guys, it's Posty. Like, what's going on? And I was like, if I got that message too, I'd be like, this guy's not real. That's not real.
How long have you been playing Magic for? You obviously are pretty familiar with the game.
I mean, I played a lot as a kid. I kind of stopped playing. You know, I started. You know. I played football and like did music and was like kind of like just was focused on other stuff. But like 2 years ago, I started playing like Arena and stuff. And,
oh, nice.
And then like as of recently, like I found you guys and I was like, I want to play Commander too, you know? So I started making decks, a couple decks. And the one I played on the show is actually my first Commander deck. Okay. I made it better from the episode, but
really,
you've improved in sense.
I think it's it's meaner this way. I think it was lucky. I mean, that's really it.
So when you say you played like long ago, are we talking like junior high or like?
I'd say right around middle school, elementary school. I was pretty big into it. I just wanted to, like, the art has always like just blown me away, you know. And I would play with my brothers and my friends and stuff. I played Yu-Gi-Oh too.
Oh, nice.
Pot of Greed, to draw three additional cards from my deck.
Oh, here we go.
That's what it do, Yugi.
Okay. I knew that was coming.
Okay, but
if you don't know what that is, just
you'll figure it out.
Yeah, just put those Google words into YouTube. Yeah,
but just always loved the art. It's always like blown me away. So that's kind of what got me into it as a kid. Always being, you know, like I love dudes with swords. Like, well, you know, in a platonic way.
Right. But, I mean, you've got a sword on your face. You love.
Yeah, I love swords.
You've got
suits
of armor.
I love collecting swords. I've always been so into it. Like as a kid, I was such, you know, the biggest like ancient Rome nerd.
Right.
And like I just medieval stuff. And like my mom was so sweet. Whenever I was a kid, she like painted like the walls of my room like a castle. So like,
oh, that's really.
I had like awesome. There was like $100 like. Tin almost like night suit with the thing and I was obsessed with it, so that's it kind of awesome. Got me into it. But
I mean, the music video for Circles is
that was a dream come true, except for shooting it in like 110 degrees and this and you know, whenever you wear the armor, you got to wear it under and then you got to wear, it's called a gambeson, and then you got to put the armor on and
yeah, it's super heavy heavy cloth because otherwise the armor will just eat
right? It was rough and I have no idea how they did that, and
but you made it through.
I made it.
The idea for Circles was your idea, like, yes, I want to be a knight.
Yes sir.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I wanted, almost all my music videos are like either like come from my ideas or like, you know, I say just a really generic thing and then we all come together and make it work. But, you know, it's a lot of fun. But.
Yeah, really, really cool. So, yeah, I want to ask you, like, how many Commander decks did you have when we shot the show? So we did the show, it will be about 7 weeks, I think, from the time we're recording this. And you were still kind of like hadn't played Commander for a very long, right? A few months, and didn't have a ton of decks. What was it, like four decks?
Yeah, I think I had like three or four. But
and then I want to ask you, how many Commander decks do you have right now?
I think 20 or 21.
Nice.
And just three that aren't done that I'm still working on.
So you're gonna be close to 25. Yeah. You went from 4 to 25 in like 6 or 7 weeks.
Yeah, it's rough. It's hard to keep up with. I mean, you know,
how many of those do you think are hit singles?
Probably three of them are good.
No.
Oh, my God.
Probably three of them
impossible.
Are good.
No. You've killed me with more than three of them. So.
No, I don't know. There's a couple good ones. I'm pumped. I want to do Piru. That's probably the next
the
one
new
that
one?
We were talking. Piru and Karth, I love. Also, the insect dude's kind of fun, too. The planeswalker.
Oh, the
new one? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do, but it seems really interesting. But.
Yeah.
What piques your interest when you get to like, what, how do you pick your commanders out?
Usually what looks cool. And then, but some stuff is just like, well, Miyake doesn't necessarily look cool, but her ability is just too good to pass up. I'm like, I love stealing stuff and people probably hate me for it, but
Oh, you know? When you said killing people with their own things is so satisfying, I was like, I identify.
It's very so good. Yeah, that. It's yeah, so yeah, good. It's a yeah, good especially in mono red. And just get, I know you, Jimmy.
Oh, a little active treason. Yeah.
Right. So I want to talk about a couple things before we get into the episode here, because there was that whole TMZ.
Yeah.
Situation, which Jimmy and I were there to witness, where
technically we made it happen.
Accidentally.
Not on purpose, yeah. We just wanted to go buy some cards.
Mm.
So talking about buying cards, that's perfect, right? Like, so we go to Frank and Son, this made TMZ, which they called an LGS in a lot of the media, yeah, but it's not an LGS. It's more like a mini convention, right?
Yeah, it's pretty. It was my first time going, and I was floored upon entry.
Yeah, so there's lots of multiple vendors, yeah, and
selling everything from figurines, yep, yep, to Pop Funkos to Magic Cards, Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, and there's like 20 aisles, and they're there every Wednesday and Saturday.
Yeah, lots of little vendors, and there's a whole Magic section, so there's probably like a dozen Magic vendors, and then, like Jimmy said, other collectibles and things like that. We got there, we had warned them that we were coming, so the owners were there, and they kind of knew, but it didn't really matter, because as soon as you walked in the door...
Yeah.
Huge crowd of people.
Yeah, I was just blown away. Like, upon it, like, you know, coming in, I'm like, this place is like heaven, you know? But, and then I don't know how everybody noticed so quick. It was like as soon, and then it just started snowballing.
You could watch the whispers like happening in real time.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah.
I knew we were in trouble when you literally pulled up to park and you out the window were like, hey, Josh and Jimmy. And somebody next to me said, is that Post Malone?
I didn't mean to snitch, we didn't even last
15 seconds, like, yeah, is that Josh and Jimmy?
Well, Cassius was there too, and it was funny because like we sort of sitting back and watching everyone go around, and I was like, hey, Cassius, this is crazy, right? He's like, dude, this is wild.
It was like, yeah, you know, but we made it work. We still got some shopping in.
Yeah, yeah. You got a lot of shopping. Let's talk about that real quick, because a lot of people in the Magic community, like a lot of podcasts or articles and stuff, were saying things like, you know, he is rumored to have purchased between around $8,000 worth of Magic cards. Right. $8,000 worth of Magic cards. I mean, we'd have to get into specifics, yeah, but that number is like very low.
Right? I know, yeah, because it just, like, everything at that event just snowballed, because it got so out of hand. And I'm like the kind of guy, like, okay, let's get a nice big stack and then go through it afterwards, and then whatever we don't actually want. But then I ended up wanting everything. So it went, my business managers were upset.
It reminded me of that. You ever watch like those Toys R Us shows where the kids run in and they just try and grab everything off the shelf?
Oh yeah.
I had a little bit of that feeling to it too. And it was great, cause I had like, you were in one place, everyone was crowded around there. So me and Cash just like went over to another vendor. I'm like, perfect. No one's here. Let's buy some cards.
I like your style.
I watched them like hand you a binder and you're just like, take out half of the binder, then hand you another binder. Just like,
and that's the thing too, they had everything.
They do.
They had everything.
Yeah.
Had. So I have to tell a little story. Our friend, who's Jacob Bertrand, the guy from Cobra Kai that was on Game Nights, he texts me like a couple weeks ago and he's like, hey, I'm looking for dual lands. Do you know where I could get any? And I'm like, yeah, have you heard of Frankenson? And he goes, I'm there right now. They don't have any.
Oh, man.
Because I think, Posty, that you cleaned out the L.A. area of dual lands.
I'm so sorry if anybody wants to. I have some. You guys can come
they
to
need
my
to go in decks.
Store.
Come on. Yeah.
Hey, they're all going in decks. You got 25 decks.
Yeah.
They're all being played.
It's important, especially I just built a couple legacy decks, too. So,
much more important than that. Yeah, totally.
Okay, so there's another thing before we get into the game, I know, but this is interesting, that a lot of rumors flying around, and maybe you can set the record straight. So in those same articles, a lot of people mentioned that you were rumored to have purchased the grade 10 Alpha Lotus that went on sale last year and sold for, I believe, like 500 and what was the final number?
I think something around there. It was nuts.
Was it?
I think
five,
so.
520,
I thought it was more in like the 5.2.
Let me check.
5.15.
Yeah, it was around there. That's what I thought.
Because I was this close. And I don't think I've ever been so peeved in my life.
Oh, so you did not purchase that
Lotus? 511
and 511. Yeah,
you were in the bidding though.
I was in the bidding. I was second.
Oh, you were second.
Yeah.
What happened?
So I sent my I wake up and I'm like, today's a big day, right?
Right.
This is the day we're gonna secure this
get the bag,
this godly package, and. The bidding, I set my max.
Right.
Right. And then whenever I woke up, the bid was around like 340, mm-hmm. 350. And I was like, yeah, I'm good. You know, I'm good. I'm going to go to Costco. And then I came back and I got beat by like 10 grand.
Man.
But
so you're,
it's all right. I'm not that mad.
There'll be another one.
Moving on.
Sorry to bring it up.
You're good. No, I just, and I know it's really childish, but I was so mad. I was like, nobody talked to me for like 30 minutes. Right? I'm decompressing.
30 minutes, that's not bad. That's not bad. But you're never going to go to Costco again.
Costco is out.
It's dead forever. To you.
Sam's Club all the way.
Yeah, unless they sell magic cards.
That's heartbreaking. Okay, well, I'm glad we set the record straight about a couple of those things. Let's talk about the episode now. Let's talk about the first thing that happens in the episode, which is there is a brand new intro for the show. Yeah, you created some music for us.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure.
Like, this was out of the blue. We didn't know this was going to happen. You just were like, hey, I created some music, and then sent it to me. And we freaked out even more than the first message from the cheers emoji. We were like, what?
Yeah, I was like, you know, because I right before I went on the messaged you guys, Kontakt was on sale. So instead of like 14 grand, it was like $1,400.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like this big, like, really, like, the instruments sound pretty real in the in the track. That's all off my computer because the program's just so awesome.
Yeah.
And you can like make full orchestra stuff. And I've made so many like just trying to make movie tracks for a movie that doesn't exist yet and just for funsies. But I was like, hey, I'm a big fan of the show. I'll just make you guys some music and you could do whatever you want. So I made like six songs and I kept bothering Josh. This is like the first day we talked to. I was like, Josh, listen to this. Josh, listen to this. Josh, what about this one? And
he's like sending me, it's like your phone recorded your computer.
Yeah, no, it's just my phone. It's just sitting there recording. Yeah. And I'm like,
it's all like super dope, like epic.
Thank you.
You could definitely do like a. Yeah, any big movie directors out there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I love it.
Next Game of Thrones spinoff or something?
I don't know. I mean, you know, if anybody wants like video game music for your indie game or anything, you can just hit me up and I'll give you my phone number instantly.
Cheers emoji.
Yeah.
Cheers emoji. So yeah, when you gave us the track, we were like, oh, we have to create new titles for our show. We just can't have the same thing. So,
So we
actually hired out a company that does titles for like movies and stuff.
Yeah.
That a friend of mine works out for my old movie.
It's gorgeous.
Trailer.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. It was really cool. Like, thanks for doing that.
No, thank you.
To upgrade our show like so much.
I'm honored. I'm honored and very, very happy that you guys actually liked it and used it.
Thanks, man.
No, thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it. A lot of people were like, wow, new intro is awesome. So, yeah, thanks for making us do that.
Yeah, I hope you guys don't think it sucks. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Pretty cool.
Thank you, guys.
And the other cues we still have and we're going to use. So, we're definitely like, don't worry.
Fun fact, the song was like 15 minutes longer.
Oh, my God.
It was a whole concerto.
There's like a spoken word part, too.
We had some Elvish singing. And I cut some Elvish singing. Like the Lord of the Rings type.
Oh, yeah, that's in like the third track. Or something. Is that just you doing that in the
thing? Yeah, that's me.
All right, let's talk about the game here.
Okay.
We'll get into some of the gameplay questions that were most asked.
What'd you think of the whole game as a whole? You got to watch it for the first time after filming it.
Yeah.
How was that experience? Because you've obviously watched Game Nights before.
Yeah, I don't know. It was pretty crazy to see. It was really cool to see, but you know, I hate watching myself on camera because I always think I look like a huge doucher. But
join the club. You know,
it's rough. Oh my God, I sound like that. I look like that.
What was I doing?
He has no teeth. Like, I have teeth, by the way.
Yeah, they look good. By the way, I thought that was just your look. I was like, that's what
it's kind of. Yeah, I mean, maybe we should have just kept them and started that trend of no teeth. It's pretty fun though. I could like put my lips. Just have four teeth up front. I look pretty wild, but it was crazy to see. And I was happy to see that I wasn't as cringy as I thought I might have been. But
people loved you.
No, man.
We'll talk about some of those moments, but I think we have some of the most memorable Game Nights moments from this episode.
It was a lot of fun, man.
Yeah. It's great, I think, too, when guests are able to bring like more silliness, because sometimes people are like, there's a lot of pressure. Right. It's Game Nights. Right. Maybe I only do this once. I want to win. And people forget that Commander is about having fun. Yeah. And so it was really nice that you're able to bring that to the table.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I was still trying to kill you guys, but in my own time, and just let's vibe.
Yeah, let's vibe.
But lucky Jimmy missed his
win.
His infinite, but...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, let's talk about that. But I think that's probably the most commented on, I think, gameplay-wise from the whole episode, which was... People are like, couldn't Jimmy have won?
Yeah.
Wasn't there an infinite combo in
spinning
there?
Spinning his wheels and then just passing the turn. What a fool.
Yeah, so... There is an infinite combo in there that many people pointed out. They kind of sussed out the combo. Yeah.
Should we show them the board state?
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Let's play the clip here. Jimmy has this huge turn.
Then I'm going to flashback Dread Return from my graveyard. And I will return a creature card from my graveyard to the battlefield. And that will be one Garn of the Blood Flame.
Jeez.
Garn enters the battlefield. All of the creatures that just died go back into my hand.
Ooh.
Ugh.
So, if you don't know what the combo is that Garna the Blood Flame, when her trigger goes on the stack, which is when she enters the battlefield, you put all the creatures that enter the graveyard that turn from anywhere to your hand. You can actually hold priority and sacrifice Garna, if you have a sac outlet, to put her into the graveyard, and then when her ability resolves, she looks and goes, oh, well, I put myself in the graveyard too, so you can bring it back to your hand. So what I could have done is every single time with the Viscera Seer, which is a sac outlet, with Garna and with Dockside Extortionist, I could basically create a loop because I had enough mana from Dockside to put Garna in the graveyard every time her ability went on the stack, put that and Dockside back in my hand, cast it all again, and be mana net positive, and pay for Rhystic Study every single time.
So we're talking about infinite mana, and then once you get infinite mana, you can just use Yawgmoth now instead of Dockside. Just infinitely sack.
That's what I was, because even sitting there watching, I was like, you could see from my reaction, I'm like, okay, this is over. I'm like,
yeah,
you
just
stop, dude. You're gonna kill us all. But then like, okay, and then he stopped. I was like, okay.
So the reason I didn't see it is, one, I did not know you could do that with Garna, and now I do. I also could have, for instance, so the reason I stopped is I drew from under the floorboard and I had Anya Falconwrath out, and I said, okay, I've killed some creatures, I can tap this for a ton and gain a lot of life, put a lot of bodies on the board. If it makes it back to me, I'm definitely going to be fine. So I was like, I'm just going to stop here, and I didn't see the infinite, otherwise I could have cast that for, you know, a million zombies, gain a million life or whatever. So I just missed it. Sorry.
It happened.
It wasn't on purpose. It literally was not on purpose. And plus, that was, what, hour 4 or 5 of the game. I was sweaty. I was tired. And I was just like, okay, I can't see. I think I've run out of, like, reanimation spells, which I thought was the only way for me to keep going. So I was like, okay, I'll stop it there.
Yeah, well, I think what everybody's trying to say is they let me win. That's it.
I did not. If I could have beaten this guy's butt on camera with a sick infinite combo,
man,
at that moment, of course I'm going to take it. It's not like Post Malone's the only famous person in the room. Come on. I'm just kidding. Don't hate me, please.
I think, yeah, it's an interesting thing too. Like the schedule on this one was expedited a lot. Usually we have a little more time to build our decks and tweak them a little bit and test them a little bit, but because obviously, like, we didn't know this was going to happen with you, and it, you know, I think you messaged us and within a week we were shooting that episode.
Yeah.
And so it happened very quickly, and yeah, so we were like, crap, we got to build a deck so that we're ready. And that's a lot of people were asking actually the question of why there were 2 Modern Horizons decks and then 2 not Modern Horizons decks, and that was because of the expedited schedule and just like the way that was going, you weren't going to have time to deck build. And
I
stuff.
Don't so has those cards either.
Yeah. 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 So we were like, why don't you just bring your favorite deck, and we'll have Ashlyn also play her own personal deck, so it's not weird. Like, everyone's playing Modern Horizons but you. And then just Jimmy and I would scramble and put our decks together really quickly.
Yeah, and try and match power level generally. Just try and make it, you know, in general, we want to have a fun game. So whatever we can to have that.
You know. In that circumstance, like, I could definitely see. Because it's not like you put that combo in your deck thinking, like, I'm going to pull off this combo. And reanimation decks are kind of famous for, like, just accidentally kind of going infinite, right? Like, where you sort of notice it in the moment. It's not like you built your deck to do that. So I think that's kind of one of the things that happened. So...
But I'm sad. I could have won. But I'll save it for next time, and I'm never going to make that mistake with Garnet ever again.
Well, you got it. Now we should just do it. We should just do another one.
Yeah.
Now that we'll have all the cards, and I can build my own Modern Horizons 2 deck.
I think we will.
We'll just do it another one.
Yeah. All right.
If you'll have me, I didn't mean to sign you. Let's do another one. No matter what.
Yeah. Like, yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh, totally. Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah, we'll get right on it.
Sun Quan coming on.
Sun Quan coming on.
Run it back.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a moment, the Sun Quan, because, yeah, I'm going to look stupid. Okay. But first, let's talk about another thing that people were talking about. So in the same turn, Jimmy's kind of going off and having his big turn. He's casting Dockside Extortionist over and over, and Dockside gives Jimmy treasures equal to the amount of artifacts and enchantments that his opponents control. And you, Posty, and Ashlyn both have some treasures at that moment because of Curse of Opulence, I believe.
Yes.
And people were asking, why didn't you two sack your own treasures so Jimmy would get less value off his Dockside? You want to talk about it, Ashlyn?
I mean, we thought about it at the table. We had talked about it, and it was just one of those, like, hindsight is like 2020 type of things. I think at the time I was trying to save that mana because I had a spell that I wanted to play, but then when you started going for the fourth time of like reanimating your Dockside, that's when we realized, oh, this is probably going to be over very soon. But by then you had a lot of treasures, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Did you think about sacking your? I think you, I'm not sure how many you had, but
I don't even remember that I had them at all. But it was just a heat of the moment type of deal, and I was like, treasures, what are those? You know, but I don't know. I don't even remember how much mana I had, but I don't know if I had enough to rise without them.
Yeah, that's true. That's actually, right. You might have needed that for. You know,
you did. Yeah, you ended up sacking the treasure to.
But I want to say that as my smart answer, and my real answer is I forgot.
I think it's easy to be like, you know, he plays it the first time, and you're like, well, if I sack my treasures, he gets less. But it feels bad to just sack your treasures for and not cast anything with the mana, right?
I don't think I had a significant amount of treasure anyways to actually affect what he was going to do.
And
if he was just going to keep looping that Dockside anyways, it's the same outcome. You know?
Yeah. Well, I think that like the first time, though, it's like, okay, well, I could.
Right.
He could get, you know, 9 instead of 12 treasure, but that doesn't feel like a big deal. Hmm. But then by the fifth time he's done it, it's like, okay, well, if I would have sacked it at the start, he would have 6 total left treasure or whatever this whole time. But then it's like, feels too late at that point, right?
Like Ashton said, hindsight's 2020. Yeah. And I'm dumb. So,
well, it's kind of like Rhystic Study, too. It's like, is there a difference between drawing 15 cards and 20 cards? Is there a difference between 15 treasures and 20 treasures?
That's
a certain point, it kind of evens out to be like, I don't know.
But that one treasure can really save you. You know, all it takes is that one extra. You know?
Well, and those kind of loops kind of rely on being mana positive, which oftentimes means I'm spending 7 and getting 9.
Right.
Yeah.
So it can be those slim margins. I don't know. In that case, I don't think it actually did. The math didn't work out that way because I think you only had like 3 total treasures between the two of you.
Yeah.
But it is something I think that's a good lesson out there to think about.
Sack your treasures.
Maybe you do. Maybe.
Earlier.
Play Dockside a counter spell.
Yeah. Play a counter spell. Yeah. That's a good lesson for everybody out there. Play counter spell.
Yeah, just play mono
play
blue.
Play graveyard hate, man. Do any of that.
Right. Blow up Jimmy's graveyard. Sorry.
Yeah. Kill Jimmy
play
first.
Bethesda Maw.
Well, I did not know you said that in the interview until I watched it for the first time. I was like, Post, you, gosh darn it. Oh my gosh.
Josh told me to say. Josh made me do it.
I did not tell you to say that one. All right. Let's talk about Jimmy. There's a couple of questions in the episode about like when you're allowed to cast certain spells. Mm-hmm. One was for Madness. A lot of people talked about how like, wait, why could you cast from under the floorboards at that point? Because it's a sorcery. Do you want to explain how Madness works?
The way that Madness works is that it allows you to cast non-instance like sorceries or whatever has the Madness text on it as a part of the resolution of the spell. And it's similar to like Garth, when you tap him and you can use it, you can cast that card. It doesn't, you can ignore the regular timing restrictions because it's a part of the resolution of that ability. It's not like, some other cards will say like, you may cast it until end of turn, but in this case, Madness just lets you put it out there at instant speed. And you have to
at the time that ability is resolving, you would have to cast things at instant speed because you can't cast a sorcery.
Yeah.
So Madness just wouldn't work if it didn't have that.
Yeah.
There's an interesting thing about Garth too, because a lot of people had questions about like, why can you cast the Black Lotus in response to Posty stealing the commander? Because Garth specifically allows you to cast the spell at that time. The way that the text on the card is worded, it's saying like, you can cast this now. In fact, you have to cast this now. It doesn't say until end of turn or anything. So it's like, tap it, choose, cast. You can't wait till later. There was another question about Garth that I noticed a number of people asking too, which is that later on, because I make that Black Lotus, because you nicely steal my commander, thank you so much. And then later, the saga I have, Battle of Bredegarde, allows me to make a copy of all the tokens that I have. And a lot of people were saying, well, the Black Lotus, why is that a token?
Oh, right. Because
Garth doesn't specify in the text, I don't think, that it creates a token. But one of the rules is, and this is kind of new because until recently you couldn't copy permanent spells. But when you make a copy of a spell that is a permanent, it enters the battlefield as a token.
Yeah.
So that creates a token that's on the battlefield. So that's something that's an interesting rules interaction that I guess wasn't clear.
And you'll see some of those tokens that say copy, like it was for Sakishima and stuff in Commander Legends. I remember seeing a bunch of those running around. So it's pretty new.
The game has to represent the permanent on the battlefield in some way.
Right.
But since it doesn't like give you a Black Lotus, that would be cool, actual card, then it has to make a token. Like, how else would it represent?
Yeah. It also can't go to the graveyard, whatever you're making with Garth. You can't, like, create a card out of thin air and then right. have that go to your graveyard, and then you could do stuff with it. That would be kind of crazy.
Okay. So that covers the timing restriction stuff. We've got a bunch of interesting things coming up, including talking about Posty and your antics during the episode. but before we get into it, we're going to take a quick break and hear a message from our sponsors.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome back to the round table, semicircle, circle carpet.
There's no table this time, I just noticed.
There's no table.
The round carpet.
The round
carpet. Welcome to round carpet, Game Nights, Modern Horizons 2.
Doesn't have the same ring
with
to
Posty.
It.
One of the things, and I talked about this earlier, one of my favorite parts of the episode is that you just brought such great energy, such awesome vibes to the table, and you were having a blast the whole time, and I think everyone got to laugh and have a little bit more fun too. So let's talk about some of the antics that went down. I think that one of the most commented things was you going, uh-oh, stinky.
Man, I don't even know how I come up with this stuff, man. I don't know. You know, it was stinky.
It was stinky.
And then I'm going to add 2 green and a red, and I'm going to play Godsire. What?
Uh-oh, stinky.
I think, too, like, there's something really fun about taking everything that is like, right, like it's a fantasy card game, we're trying to murder each other with like weapons and mythical crazy spells and Rise of the Dark Realms, and so the word stinky is just very different than all of that.
I don't know, man. Well, that's the thing that really attracted me to Commander, is just like, it's just like, I mean, it's fun, you know, it's about having fun and saying wacky things like stinky. You know, yeah. I feel a little naughty.
Yeah, and you have fun with the table interactions.
Yeah,
like, yeah, talking to people during the turns. And all that part of it.
I think you know, talk your smack, have some fun, and just vibe with the table and have a good time. You know, I think that's what it's about.
Yeah,
you
know? I think people also forget too that like every small thing that you say or interaction wise can have that fun in it. Like you just saying like yes sir, like yeah. Like, yeah. That adds a nice little thing. Because normally, you're like, when I'm playing seriously, you're just like, uh-huh, yep.
Right.
Yeah, that resolves.
Yeah.
And it's, like, kind of passive-aggressive for no good reason at all.
Why are you mad at me?
Yeah.
No, and that's what, you know, I've always, like, you know, and how you pass the turn, too, does a lot for me. Because I know if you're mad at me by how you pass the turn. So I'm just like, yeah, okay, you can go. Ashlyn, it's your go. You know, whatever, we're going around the table.
You think any of that comes from, like, you grew up in Texas, right?
Yeah.
That Southern hospitality.
Yeah, you know, you know, I'm a yes sir, yes ma'am. I get in trouble a lot at the restaurant, so I'll be like, yes ma'am, and don't call me ma'am, it makes me feel old. But you know, it's hard to shake.
Yeah,
you know, it just comes out, it's like hardwired, and I'm like,
right.
Oh, and then she'll come back and I'll be like, oh, thank you so much, ma'am. And then she just like winds up. And
I'm like, she's like, pass the turn to you post.
Yeah, I think people really responded to, you know, it makes you feel real and genuine. So I think that was a really fun part of the episode.
Yeah, I had a great time, and so I'm happy people had a great time watching it,
dude. Yeah. You're so energetic too. Yeah, like you're into the games. I want to say, like, we've played a lot of Magic with Posty now at this point, and like he is in the game, like knows everything that's going on. Like you're like, wait, there's this card over here, make sure, like you're like, you pay attention.
I gotta say, I did give up on Jimmy's turn. I was like, this is it. I'm just gonna let him go off. And yeah, everybody I think could see that.
Well, we were playing.
I was like, fine, Jimmy, just have me.
We were playing last night, and you remember to roll for Mana Crypt more than I do. Like,
yeah.
Every single
time. You're really
time,
good at remembering
before
it.
Before your turn starts, you're like, all right, evens, I take damage. I'm like, how does he remember? I don't even see it.
Well, that's the whole thing. If you don't remember, you just gotta take the three, and I've made that mistake, so I'm not making it again.
Oh, I like that. If you don't remember to roll, you just automatically take
it. But here's the thing. I just now switched over to evens, and it's still shafting me like it has before. Odds or evens, I still get the same treatment, man. It's not fair.
You rolled like four in a row, I think, yesterday.
I died to a Mana Crypt yesterday.
You did, yeah.
It was spectacular.
It's a glorious way to go
out. It was the Mana Crypt you stole from me, right?
Yeah.
What we call deserving it.
It was a beautiful masterpiece Mana Crypt, Josh.
Yeah.
I had to have it.
I'm happy to die to that one.
Did everyone have a favorite part of the game? Ashlyn, was there any part that you remember in particular that was like, I love that interaction or
play? Oh, goodness. Naming the tokens.
Oh,
Josh naming the tokens might have been my favorite part.
And I'm going to play Battle for Bretagard.
Ooh.
And that'll make a 1/1 white human warrior creature token.
Named?
Named Simon. And my saga will go up to chapter 2, which means I will create an elf warrior creature token.
Named?
Garfunkel.
Simon!
No! It's too easy, Josh.
We cut out a bit of it too, but there was a lot more of us just screaming about the fact that this person's name was Simon.
Simon and Garfunkel.
I love that just right off the top. What's his name? Simon.
Simon.
Instantly. Like, that name was just burning your lips. You're like, Simon.
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite part was Kelpie Guy.
Yeah,
Kelpie Guy.
Yeah, what's this guy's name?
At first, I swear I heard Josh saying Kelpie Guy.
You know, like a guy covered in kelp.
His name's Kelpie Guide. Kelpie Guide. Guide. Like he leads you through things. Guide.
Kelpie Guy! Kelpie Guy.
We cut out a lot of that too. There was a lot of just yelling Kelpie Guy in that game. I'm sure like Jake is our behind the camera here, like, and Murph are just shaking their head. Yes, we had to cut out a lot of that.
So
I was huge into dabbing at that time for whatever reason. How many dabs did you cut out of the episode? 10?
10.
You counted? Oh man, I was hoping that's rookie numbers, man.
Should have had like a dab counter.
They kept five in, oh, okay, so there was good.
Yeah.
15 total.
Well, the promo has you literally doing like three times.
Well,
one of them
you
too.
Guys should have seen me for the bathroom breaks, man. I was just probably got like 500, 600 in.
Yeah.
In the bathroom?
In the bathroom. I was like, you are awesome. You are awesome.
I think my favorite part is either you screaming bodied after you.
Oh, that would be really good.
Bodied.
Because I wasn't there for that interview, so the first time I saw it, I just started bursting out laughing.
The explosion sells it, too.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
And that was a pretty good dab there. And I think there was a ton of comments about me saying, thanks, Daddy, to you.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But people didn't forget. People were like, I thought you said Danny. It's like, no, he calls himself Hot Daddy right beforehand.
I think that's just about it for Hot Daddy here, and I will pass to you.
All right. Thanks, Daddy. And if you're going to name yourself, other people can call you by your
name. Amongst others.
Exactly.
I'm not the only one who calls me Hot Daddy.
Yeah, exactly.
But no.
Sometimes it's cold daddy. Sometimes it's post daddy.
So, yeah, lukewarm daddy.
Lukewarm daddy.
But I do have to say that was my favorite part of the
episode. Oh, nice. Aww. Thanks, Daddy. You've just been saying that now, just randomly, like something happens. Thanks, Daddy. You're like, oh, wonderful. We can bring more of that energy into the world.
Unrelated. Jimmy likes coleslaw.
I do love coleslaw. That's very unrelated.
Yes.
He's on a watch list somewhere for it.
Yeah. Yes, this is true.
I didn't know people didn't like coleslaw so much. That's what boggles. I thought it was like a universal, like mashed potatoes, coleslaw.
No,
it's all good.
It's not.
You're crazy.
We ate Raisin Cane's last night and we looked over at Jimmy had just, first thing I think you did, just finish the coleslaw. We're like, who eats the coleslaw?
It's broken.
Yeah.
It's okay.
You're on an
who hurt you?
Yeah. I'm just like slightly bugging out.
We're going to hear from a lot of people who are like, I love coleslaw.
Yeah, I know, man.
Yeah, you're all going on the watch list too. Yeah,
nice, sane.
They're watching you right now, coleslaw guys. They're watching you.
All right, Posey, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Did you notice anything interesting about my interview lines throughout the episode?
Like?
Let me give you some lines please. That I threw out there. Life goes on, what can you do?
Josh?
Cool.
Enjoy.
Yeah, so this curse landing on me is bad news. It means I can't get gold tokens and everybody else is now incentivized to attack me. But life goes on, what can you do?
Don't act like you're my friend.
Wow.
Okay, I'm glad that she gave the Zantra to Posty because I really didn't want to have it. But she still did give me that curse of opulence. So, Ashlyn, don't act like you're my friend.
I got too much on my mind right now.
I don't know if it takes the edge off of losing my commander. Here you go. So yeah, it's pretty cool. I get the first ever Black Lotus on game nights, but I can't really celebrate. I got too much on my mind right now. My commander is now controlled by Posty, and I got to figure out some way to kill it, get it back to my command zone so I can play it again. Not the best position to be in.
That went way over my head.
I dare you to do something.
So it's a big attack. I get to do a lot of damage, but what I'm really trying to do is put Posty in a tough position here. Godsire is a really juicy target for his commander. But if he untaps Mariki, then Garth will go back to my command zone and I'll have access to it again. So it's kind of a dilemma, and either way, I'm happy. I get to keep the Godsire or get access to my commander again. So Posty, I dare you to do something.
Feed the flame.
So Jimmy is in this loop where he's sacrificing stuff, he's creating mana, drawing cards, and then he's bringing the stuff back out onto the battlefield, getting the trigger again, creating more mana, drawing more cards. The loop at the moment doesn't seem infinite. He's using cards every time he does it. So what we gotta hope right now is that he runs out of ways to feed the flame and he can't get the creatures out of the graveyard anymore and he has to stop at some point.
Not very many people caught it.
Yeah, not
I didn't
many at
catch
all.
It. No, I didn't catch it.
I didn't
either.
Catch it.
Whoa. That just went way up.
How much prep did you have to do for that, Josh?
Not a ton. You'd be surprised.
How many terrible Post Malone songs did you listen to?
I mean, I already know. It's funny because we've been fans for a while. Like,
sure.
We sing songs at the beginning of our. In fact, I think one of the first things when we actually met you in person, I was like, did you listen to the podcast?
No, I heard it. It was incredible.
Yeah. We sing at the beginning of our
really
episode.
Good.
So. Thanks.
Yeah.
Man.
I loved it. You guys' harmonies were right on.
No, they were not. But I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, anyway, if you didn't notice, I snuck a bunch of Posty lyrics into my interview lines.
How did I miss it?
You said it in such a way that it just fit, right?
And yeah.
Like in the heat of the episode, there's other music playing. You don't think about it in that other context.
It was too smart.
Yeah, it was too smart.
Should have been more in your face.
Yeah, he wasn't like wink.
Yeah, every time.
Speaking of smart... Let's talk about the name of Jimmy's commander.
Wordplay. The deck I built today is Azmoranda Marnica Dice Nikoldikar. And then I'm going to activate Azmoranda Marnica Dice Nikoldikar's ability. So Azmoranda Marnica Dice Nikoldikar dies to Witch's Oven. Azmoranda Marnica Dice Nikoldikar. What? What's so hard about that?
Okay, let's all try, Jimmy,
okay.
Real quick to say it.
I did it before.
Did we get to see it?
Yeah.
I did it before.
No, you don't get to see it. Ready, Ashlyn?
No, go for it.
I know. I do know how to say it.
Do you want me to spell it for you? I can spell it for you before you guys do it.
Oh, my God.
You can spell it?
Yeah, yeah. A-S-M-A-N-O-R. Wait. A-S-M-A-M. Wait. I can't spell it. No.
I thought this was going to be like the pie thing where you just do it down cold.
I can go and try it.
Go for it.
Asmiranda. Mordica Dystina Kuldikar.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You added in an extra D in there, but that's almost it. That was almost it. Good job.
Thanks, guys.
Asmiranda Mordica Dystina Kuldikar.
Bingo. Wow, Josh just one up you.
But I mean, I've had weeks in the interim to learn it.
Asmiranda Dystina Kuldikar.
Pretty close. Pretty close. Jimmy, you want to say it again?
32 letters.
32 letters.
Yeah. So it's Asmirano Mardica Dystina Kuldikar.
It's that middle.
Yeah,
there's one.
Dystina. That's a weird syllable.
There's one. Kadystina. You never say that.
Kadystina.
Dude, it's like playing The Sims. Kadystina.
It really is.
That's what you say.
It's like words that sound like English.
Say whenever you're about to woohoo.
That's incredible.
Kadystina.
Mardica. As Morano.
Yeah.
Mardica Dystina
Kuldikar. She's a Sim. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's it. We solved it. We understand now.
Yeah, Mardica Dystina is a weird combo.
Jimmy, a lot of people were asking, like, how long did you have to practice? Because we prepped this, right? We knew this was going to be a thing. So I was like, you know, Jimmy, you got to know how to say it cold.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to know how to say it like that?
I DM'd Gavin. He sent me a video of Ethan Fleischer doing it. And him, he's just like got this deadpan, like, it's Esmeralda Mardica Dystina Kuldikar. And I was like, okay, that's not helpful. So I like broke it down into like five parts. And I was still messing it up on the day because we cut it out. But like when I first said it, I couldn't get it out originally.
And because I discarded the card this turn, I'm going to cast my commander for one black mana. And my commander's name is Esmeralda Mardica.
So, but like, it probably took me like 5-10 minutes of just like constantly doing it the night before, and then you nail it down.
Is there any lore about her? Like, does she have a last name?
She, no, yeah, it's
can you imagine?
It's like
Smith.
Smith, yeah. Smith. You got there. She was like, the name Esmeralda Mardica Dystina Kuldikar is on like this original stone goblin or something all the way back in Alpha. So that name's literally on the flavor text of one of the first cards ever printed. And then they reference it like a few other times. The Underwood Cookbooks reference in that card too. So the card just been around for a while. It feels like a card that should have been in Commander Legends almost. Because they're always pulling from like really old references.
Feels like a card that should have been in an unset.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
that name. I like how they had to design it in that way. Because if you're going to have that name, you cannot have a casting cost.
No.
She doesn't have a CMC.
CMC is zero. Technically,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
You had to. There's no room for the casting cost. Yeah.
Or she was just like 20 mana. like it overlapped.
Esmeralda Mardica Dystina Kuldikar costs one mana for each letter in her name.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
That would be awesome, actually.
That would be awesome.
Then people will constantly be counting how many is it.
Yeah, I think it's 32. It's pretty good.
Okay, I wanted to talk about horsemanship.
Yes.
Because one of the key moments in the game, you play Sun Quan.
I love this card. Portal 3 Kingdoms, highly underrated set. Also very hard to come by.
Yeah, super rare. It's been reprinted once in a From the Vault.
Yeah.
Still not, yeah. So, well, do you want to tell the story behind this? Because when we first started talking, you know, I was like, you know, I think you just sent me pictures of your deck and were like, I have to cut three cards from this deck. Yeah. What should I cut? What did I
do? Yeah, I mean, what was it? Well, I initially was like, Josh, I was like, your favorite card, Vedalken Orrery or Leyline.
Oh, yeah, you're trying
and
to
I
put
went,
that
and
in.
And I went with Leyline. So I did Leyline instead. Because why not? If you
pull it first.
It's got blue. Got the blue, and it could be in your opening hand, yeah.
So you're trying to put that into the deck and a couple other things.
I had to get a bunch of something and I was like, Sun Quan. I was like, what do I do with him? And Josh was like, take that out. He's like, that card's, it's just fine. And I was like, no, Josh, this is a good card. And just the irony of how good he was during the game. I was so bummed at him. And he's so obscure. I feel like... Yeah. And horsemanship, nobody goes. I'm building a horsemanship deck after this because I feel like people are going to make him their commander or something. And then I just.
Well, if you want to hit someone with their own commander, they're going to block it. But not if you got Sun Quan out.
Yeah.
What are they going to do?
That's true. I need Sun Quan and just a bunch of horsies. Mm-hmm. Just everything horse themed. That's my next deck.
Okay. Nice. That's the next deck.
Knights and horses. Perfect.
Yeah.
Not even knights.
Just horses.
Just horses. How many horses are there?
There are a lot. There's like, they came out with this like peck sweet, like white one that like makes a bunch of other tokens.
Crescent Sunrare is the coolest card in the world. And all your horses are indestructible.
Imagine giving all your horses horsemanship.
Whoa. I think we talked about this too. Imagine Emrakul on a horse.
Yeah, I would love to.
That poor horse.
What if I put a horse on another horse? On another horse. Then
and then Emrakul.
And then Emrakul.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I will admit that I did tell him to cut that card. And I was right. He should have cut that card. If you cut that card, then maybe we don't die on that turn.
Yep, you were right. I think he was like, this card's too good.
Yeah.
We don't want to unbalance the game. Yeah, exactly.
Jedi mind tricking you, but it didn't work. You were on to me. Yeah, go ahead.
This next one's pretty interesting because I didn't see it until the episode went live. So a lot of times the edit is happening over the course of weeks and tons of small things happen in between, like communication with wizards about certain things, getting art to make sure that we can do all the animations. So one of the things that a lot of people notice is that under the text of black, or on the bottom right or left, when the Black Lotus is cast, there's some special text there and it had a lot of people really confused. So Josh, do you want to explain what exactly was going on with that? Did it have anything to do with the fact that it was an international collector's edition of the card, or is it something else?
Yeah, I don't actually know if it had anything to do with the collector's edition.
I
don't think it does. Yeah. The legalese, just used with permission from Wizards of the Coast LLC, which is something that Wizards required us to put on screen when we were showing the Black Lotus. And, you know, the thing is with the old cards, there are, because it was in the early days of Wizards of the Coast and they didn't, you know, necessarily know what they would become. And so they made different deals with artists regarding the usage rights for the artwork.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and you know about things like this in music, right?
There's right.
Like that kind of IP legal stuff gets really complicated because you can purchase rights for just specific usages. So the artist might retain the rights to the art in other mediums, you know?
Yeah. If it's, or you can't alter it or do anything destructive or tame, right? Like, so yeah. So the contracts back then, especially for the older art, are much different than whatever they're doing now.
Yeah. So for like, for music too, you could license it just for a commercial is different than for a movie, different for like, you know, if you're playing at like a live event or something, right. And
or all if you kinds cover it with different instruments, yeah, play a different kind of commercial.
Oh, there's
license.
Publishing and
yeah, right, it's too. It's just so many ways to like, I guess, own your share of something, you know. And yeah, and I believe it's way different now than it was.
Yeah,
and I'd assume that's not just with music; it's, you know, with everything.
Yeah, movies and because you know, you're thinking back to like 1993. In some cases, this is an era where they didn't even necessarily know the internet was going to exist.
Right.
So mm-hmm. Digital rights all get changed and all kinds of things like that. So anyway. There's a number of cards in this episode that have interesting sort of legality tied to them as far as what we're allowed to do or required to do when using them. And so that was one of the things with Black Lotus. But you might have noticed that like Posty's commander, Marika, we learned that's how you pronounce
Marika.
It. Yeah.
Marieki.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's exactly what you said. I'm pretty sure Marika. Anyway. anyway, so yeah, we couldn't, just the way that the rights are concerning that card, we weren't allowed to like animate the card in the way we normally do because just the way the deals were made with the artists or whatever back in the day were kind of different. And a lot of the old cards are kind of like that, which is just a thing. So yeah.
Good on the big screen.
Yeah, she does. Especially stealing other stuff. Like
yeah, she's just...
And we tried to really just have her kind of like talking in your head. We imagine she's kind of a siren, right? And she's like...
Right.
You know, yeah.
I like it.
And it was Ashlyn.
Yes, man.
Oh, that was your voice?
Yeah.
Nice, nice.
I thought it was you.
No. But maybe it was.
I'm in your head.
You
so
wake up
let's talk. Let's talk about one
of the greed.
Yugi.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about one of the ads that a lot of people really, really
maybe our liked. Best ad ever.
They were so put it out there. Good.
So it was the ad with Prof for Raycons. In fact, we could just play the whole ad really quick. It's only a minute.
Summer is here, and that means I'm always on the move. With the seamless Bluetooth pairing of my Raycon wireless earbuds, I can take my favorite shows and podcasts with me wherever I go, like Tulare Community College. Plus, my Raycon sounds so good, it's like I'm in the same room with the professor.
Reprints, reprints, reprints. There's never enough Magic the Gathering reprints.
Raycons look and feel great, so when I'm on the road,
the prof's on the road.
Yeah, so I threw the deck box out of a train going 137 miles per hour. It didn't pop open, but there was a scratch, so C+.
There are no cumbersome wires getting in my way, so when I'm making lunch, the prof is making lunch.
Oh no,
there's no more cheese.
I told you, buy singles.
Listen up. Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for fans of Game Nights. And here's what you gotta do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/nights. There you'll get 15% off your entire Raycon order. And it's such a good deal, you'll want to grab a pair and a spare. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/nights. That's nights with a K. Again, buyraycon.com/nights.
Actually, I think I'm gonna leave these here.
Oh, thank God.
Reprints, reprints, reprints. The way he says it, and he's just straight. It's great.
So, Prof grew up in the Los Angeles area, so he's in town to visit his parents. And, of course, you know, while he's in town, he wants to hook up and play with us. And, you know, we had a commander day or whatever. But, you know, he also has is sponsored by Raycon on his channel. So, we were like, while you're here, we have this idea for an ad. And I think the ad was written by Dan Sheehan, who's one of our writers. And, you know, Prof is such a good sport that he was like, yeah, let's do it. Even though, you know, it makes fun of him a little bit. In fact, he leaned into that and was like, we should have me say this instead. I think the reprints, reprints, reprints line, he was like, I should just start by saying that because we had something else written. And so Prof was like, just totally game for it and just turned out to be a really funny thing.
Love the Prof.
So that's always fun. Yeah, for sure. Prof's great.
I'm a Patreon, so I missed it.
Yeah, you didn't get right.
Oh, you didn't get to see it.
Patreon subscribers at patreon.com/commandzone get to see an ad-free version of our Game Nights and Extra Turns content a day before it comes out. Oh,
one of the perks, right?
That was what.
No, but I want to see it.
You have to watch this episode.
Well, luckily, if you watch this episode, you'll see it.
Yeah,
I love Prof though. He cracks me up.
Yeah, he's a great cat, man. We're very lucky to have someone like him in the community for sure.
And definitely we shot some other stuff while he was in town. So that's just a little ways off. Yeah. But yeah, it wasn't just the ad. Okay. And then, of course, every episode that comes out, Sam Waldo and Patrick Nan and the VFX team, Jake has a lot to do with it. Actually, all our editors have a lot to do with it because we're always just thinking of, you know, they have to talk really closely to make sure that the animations like really fit into the moments.
Like this?
And so, yeah. Yeah, talk closely.
Sorry.
Oh, my.
I need to grow up.
No, sorry, never grow up.
I don't know.
Well, let's play the clip, the montage of all the animations in the episode.
Let's do this old school.
Death is only the beginning.
Order up. Let's go.
Expect to find perfection without a bit of vivisection. Hail, Phyrexian.
Join me.
You didn't think we were friends, did you?
You know, Posty, did you have a favorite animation from the episode?
Staff of Dom.
Yeah,
I think you guys blew some minds with that one, man. The sword was great, too. The sword was great. The Staff of Dom just, whoa, how do you do it?
Yeah, that was a complete CGI recreation of the item and everything. I mean, like, you want to talk about the process? Because I just learned that afterwards. The first time I saw it was as well on the episode, and my mind was blown.
Yeah, I mean, I think you look at the Staff of Domination and, like, how do you animate that thing? Like, what is...
Yeah.
I should have brought the masterpiece one. Yeah. Could you guys do the same thing with that?
Sam's shaking his head yes over there. He absolutely could. Yeah, but it's one of those things where, like, it's just an inanimate object that's just sitting there, and so what do you do with it? And sort of doing, like... It kind of reminded me of, like... You ever see, like, the trailer for, like, Cars? And it's It's just...
Skadoosh?
Yeah, Skadoosh. You know how it was just, like, close-ups of, like, the curves on the car, you know? And it was like...
Oh, like a actual car commercial.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were talking about Cars.
I know.
And then I was even thinking,
does he say Skadoosh?
No, that's Kung Fu Panda. Kung Fu Panda?
Skadoosh is the Kung Fu Panda.
Who says what it's
ka-chow.
Like?
Ka-chow. I used to work at Disney for Pixar. Yeah, okay. So
they're basically the same thing, though. Yeah, if you think about
but you were right in that I was talking about the Pixar movie. Okay. But you know how they did those quick like shots just along the lines of the car right, or whatever, right. And that just was like, kind of like the concept, right? It's to just kind of show the pieces of it.
It's almost like an iPhone commercial, the whole thing. Too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. iPhone commercial. That's a really good way. So, you know, Sam able to just 3D model that thing.
And the liquid going into the vial. Oh, that was such a good little... Because I think that...
Absolutely beast.
Yeah, it was a beast thing.
Sam, who's sitting behind camera right over there. He's waving.
But we saw him earlier.
Yeah, he did. He crossed the camera.
A rare
spotting. We probably cut that out.
Sam just walked across. Leave that in.
Yo, well, okay, maybe we'll show it. We'll show the clip that we cut out.
Yeah, it doesn't say like until end of turn you may play this card, which a lot of those cards typically do. They'll just say until... No, it just says you may cast that card or whatever. Yeah. And...
Well...
Skibbity.
The way you bumbled in front was amazing. Yeah, buddy. I'm trying to talk about
Sam
badness.
Came out of the bathroom and we'd taken a break and then we'd come back and we'd started doing the podcast again and Sam came out of the bathroom, which was kind of loud. So, and then he just walked across the thing because he didn't know we were recording again.
I just walked, kind of like ambled across too. He's like, we're not filming.
You doing those animations though?
Yeah. And the animations, they always have
sit right here.
They have such good sound that pairs up with them. I think that really fully completes the whole effect too.
Who's doing the soundscape? Is that?
It's the editors. Yeah.
Man, it's like it just it's perfect. Thank you guys for sharing that.
Also, with the animations, like they're leveling up so much each and every episode. Yeah. Like these ones, like seeing like the art that's like very 2D and like the Staff of Domination is just older art in general. And it's like taking it to like that 3D CGI level was just really cool to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sam constantly leveling up his game. I know Jake does a lot of work with him on that. I think on the day you asked us, and a lot of people asked us this before, I don't know if we've answered it. We're taking the 2D art. We don't get layered stuff or anything. Like that's all being built from just this flat art. Like Sam and Patrick have to pull all those pieces apart so that they
that's
can then
so
move around.
Crazy.
Fill in the background and
everything. Yeah.
I don't know. It blows my mind. That's kind of initially too what attracted me to the show was just how well everything was done. Like, you know, there's a lot of like Commander shows on YouTube and watching them and I was like, well, this is just like they're really busting ass, you know.
We can keep that in.
Because they are.
It's
a lot of work. And to be honest, like this episode, because you were on it, Posty, was like a big deal to us, of course, right? Like that's, we know that there's going to be a lot of eyeballs. And like we kept saying like Post Malone's going to watch this. Like that was a big thing in our mind.
I was floored.
Yeah, that we were just like, we want to make sure that like he sees it and he's proud of it and he thinks it's awesome. And, you know, there's a lot of like really late nights. I mean, I think Sam slept on the couch at the office one night because he didn't think it was worth it to go home.
Yeah.
It was, like, 2 days before it was going to release. To get like, was it Sword of Feast and Famine?
Yeah, well, Jake was like, he's gonna see the Patreon version, so we gotta make sure that's in that version. So floored. It was, like, super late night to get
absolutely
that in there.
Floored. Thank you guys.
Good
floored.
Job, team. They're good also gonna be on cameras back there.
Go!
We'll put their faces on camera.
Yeah, buddy.
Jake, Murph, and Sam are here. Manson, Patrick, they also do a lot of really hard work on it. So
shout out to all the voices too. We had Craig Blanchett playing Yawgmoth, because who else is gonna be
so good?
Who else is gonna be the Phyrexian King? Ashlyn was Marika and Liliana in The Rise of the Dark Realms. Manson was Garth, and then I didn't realize, but Lady Danger is the Rakdos queen because she was Xantia, Asmiranda, Marika Dice, Kolikar, and Garna the Bloodflame.
Yo!
So Garna the Bloodflame is actually the same audio from Rada. Ah! Ah!
Ah!
They're very similar, so it was just like, just throw her in there.
Nice. Posty, next time we have a card that you could voice, we'll
yeah, let me know. I got you.
We'll get you in there.
I could do probably like a goblin.
Maybe like a wizard.
Some kind of wizard.
Yeah.
Eldrazi.
Wow. What's up? It's just Kazo. Hey, like, what's good?
What's good? Comes down. What's up?
Where's my horse?
Speaking of sounds, a lot of people called out Murph was pretty sly with some of the sound effects that he chose to sneak in there on this episode. So the food tokens had the Cho'gath
Devour his ultimate
League of Legends sound.
I'll tap all my lands and cast Foreboding Fruit.
Cool.
That was 3 black mana, so that will trigger Adamant. And I get to create a food token.
Ooh.
It's on flavor because I'm a food deck.
I get it. Flavor, food.
Yeah. What does that sound like?
How?
Yeah. And Marika, her on her action where she stole, I think you stole like a zombie token or something from me and Garth
thing. Yeah,
is Evelyn's allure sound from League of Legends.
Bright, sprinkly, like ding 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 kind of thing.
Okay, so you get another zombie token.
Oh, no.
And then my favorite was when Yawgmoth got terminated, the card Terminate. Murph put in like the sounds of the Terminator theme, so da 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 da,
and it blew up. Iconic drum.
Yeah.
Then before blocks, I'm going to use my 2 gold and cast Terminate, targeting Yawgmoth.
In response, I will sacrifice my Dockside Extortionist, paying 1 life, and I'll finish off your 1/1 zombie. And then I'm going to let Yawgmoth get terminated.
That was pretty clever. So
I haven't seen it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You haven't seen Terminator?
I kind of didn't even want to say anything.
It's not like not having
it's
seen Star
favorite
Wars.
Movie. Terminator 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 5.
I know I'll be back.
Nice.
Okay.
I know that.
All right.
Yeah, there you go.
You basically seen it.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
You've seen it. You know that line. You've seen it. Yeah, Is that from that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
it's Arnold.
Okay.
Yeah. It's actually from Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah. What is that? Lightning McQueen says, I'll be back.
All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for this round table. Are there any parting thoughts or anything from anybody about the episode? It was a really fun one. I mean, yeah.
That was a
fun one. Thank you to everybody.
Yeah, I'd like learn from Post Malone how he plays Magic the Gathering. Like, learn from the fact that, like, every you bring yourself to the table in a bunch of different ways, from passing the turn to declaring attackers to being excited for other people's stuff.
Yeah.
And the stuff that you do, I think that sort of stuff is, it reminds me, I remember telling someone, because I was like, man, the way that Post plays reminds me of when I first started playing. And then I thought, like, man, what have I become? A hollow shell of my former self when I was having such fun. And I was like, you know what? It's never gone. It's still there. So if you're out there, rediscover that within yourself.
Sun Quan goes in Dex.
Yeah, a lot, actually. Great finisher.
No, I really just want to say thank you to everybody for having me on, and everybody who worked really hard on the show. And I'm super honored and super happy and thank you guys.
Oh, cheers, man.
Yeah, it was definitely an honor. Thanks.
It was great. We got to have you back if you'll have us.
No, listen, we could shoot like 20 episodes.
I just threw up in my mouth a little.
Well, no, you could just span them out over years.
Okay. Years. Yeah, yeah.
So here we're playing the new Modern Horizons 2 set. And then
it's 2024.
Yeah. What up, everyone? We're back with Bosey from Modern Horizons 7. Who would have thought? Still here.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah, he is the host.
Yeah,
we got to walk her up to the table. Hey, Bosey.
I hope we're playing for that long.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be calling you Granddaddy by that point.
Oh. All right, you want to give a big shout out to our editing team. We've talked about them a lot, but Jake Bosch, Josh Murphy, Manson Lung, also our VFX people, Sam Waldo, Patrick Nan. You know, that is really the team that does all the hard work that you don't see up here on camera during these episodes, but you know, they're putting in, you know, tons and tons of hours.
A lot of late nights.
All the work. Most of the stuff you see in love is from those guys. So give some love to them in the comments and whatnot. And before we go, quick shout out to our sponsors, cardkingdom.com/commandzone. You're a big fan of Card Kingdom, Posty.
Oh, man.
You've used them quite a bit.
Oh, man. I think I'm banned.
You're banned? Why?
Yeah, they're like, leave me alone.
We can't keep picking.
You use the affiliate link, cardkingdom.com/commandzone, though, every time, right?
Every single time.
Yeah. That's a true story.
It's burned into his memory.
I've actually gotten some texts from Posty because his orders are so large that their website won't take it.
Oh, we've had some rough times, but yeah.
But it worked out.
We're here.
Yeah, we're here now. We're
so back. If you have really large orders, just text me. We can figure it out.
Yeah, just send Josh a cheers emoji.
Yeah, what's your cheers emoji?
So do it on Twitter.
Everybody has an emoji to where you just get a phone number right back.
Immediately, yeah. You got to test it. We all have one. We won't tell you. You know what Posties is, but you don't know what ours is.
So again, cardkingdom.com/commandzone if you want to buy any magic cards, and also patreon.com/commandzone if you want to be like Posty and see the episode earlier than anybody else. That's for game nights and extra turns. There's also a bunch of perks. We have a Discord you can hang out with, talk with Jimmy and I. Ashlyn's on there too, almost every single day. So if you want to support any of our content, that's the way to do it.
Posty, you got anything cool coming out soon? Anything you want to hype up?
Oh, man. Hopefully some music soon.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, you know, it comes to that. It's a different time, and it's a you know,
yeah,
especially releasing music, getting in the studio and stuff. But we got one here, and we've been working hard, so hopefully we'll have something come out soon. But
and you're gonna be back on tour soon too, right?
Yep.
Back out there.
I need to get on that treadmill right now. So. Yeah, I know it's gonna be a kick in the hind end.
Yeah, I think it is for everybody coming out of
the
pandemic. So, well, are we allowed to say we got to hear a little bit of the music?
And yeah,
it's gonna be amazing. So.
Thanks. Sounded great.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So good.
Y'all are in for it.
So good. So, all right. They're going to freak out about that part of it. So we won't go into it. I don't know what I'm allowed to say either. But anyway, keep an eye out for it. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody.
Yeah.
And we'll see you very soon.
Peace.
Whoa!
Woo!
Did I do it right?
Did I do it right?
Dabby.
For further inquiries, send an email to commandcast@rocketjump.com or ask us on Twitter @JFWong and @JoshLeeKwai. See you later, alligator.
Greetings, humans.
I'm trying to like lean forward because if I lean back, it's literally just...
You just have that sun.
These go, dude. These ones go. I didn't
These are like, so nice.
I figured that is this out on accident. I thought I was dying.
Yeah.
You're just like, no!
We should have done the whole show like this.
Yes. I know. We would make the table.
Actually, we should
have done it. All right, let's redo it.
We stayed up so late last night that I think I would just fall asleep.
What's up?
All right.
Welcome to the Relax Zone. I'm your host, Post Malone.
I'm your host, Jimmy Wan.
Yeah, buddy.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.